Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Significant. Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 3, based on the book Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In today's session, we'll be looking at John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, Christians are channels of life. Let's read our text, John chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Up in Old Salem, North Carolina, there's a Moravian village. And it has a water system that's interesting because it's the Moravian village is 200 years old. And what they did in order to get water from a source far away, they hollowed out logs and they created a pipe from a water source 2 miles outside the city to bring the water into their kitchens. As creative as the invention was, those pipes would produce nothing without a water source. We have a similar picture with the vineyard. Two things. The vine must be raised up to bear fruit, and the branches must be pruned annually to increase fruit. Why? Well, grapevines need a support structure, like a fence. Also, the vine's branches get so thick that most of the nourishment draw goes to maintaining the wood rather than producing the desired fruit. Right, raised up, Jesus Christ is the true vine. He connects us to the roots. He is the source of all life. No vine, no branches. Branches cannot exist apart from the vine. They must be connected. Just a thought. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, at verse 2. Is this someone who's lost his salvation? Is this a believer taken home for not being fruitful? Is this a believer being removed? The key is the phrase, in me. This is a believer taken home to heaven for not being fruitful. There's no need for it to be there, just taking up energy if it's not going to produce fruit. Pruned, it says. We must abide in Christ. Apart from him, we can do nothing. We're grafted in, able to produce fruit. But if we attempt to operate independently, no fruit. And if we operate in the flesh, no lasting fruit. It's important. Our works will be tested, not us. We're already justified. See, light bulbs won't shine without a power source. But they're still light bulbs. The Lord provides the energy for our life. We need a constant awareness of God's presence. Our confidence must be completely in Jesus Christ. No confidence in intellect. No confidence in education. No confidence in cleverness. No confidence in techniques. No confidence in strategies. no confidence in programs. If God isn't in it, no program will work. Not for long, anyway. If God is in it, almost any program will work. The first work of the vine dresser is to lift us up in Christ. The second work of the vine dresser is to prune us to bear more fruit. Why does the vine need to be pruned? Well, in addition to the wood of the branches, leaves take up needed nourishment, and they block out the sun. This happens when churches grow. Programs use valuable energy. All programs must be reevaluated periodically to make sure they're not just leaves or wood getting in the way. The temptation is to look good rather than be good, which ends up being man-centered versus God-centered. Too much energy gets used on looking good and not enough energy used to bear fruit. Why did King Saul lose his crown? Well, 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 24 says, "Then Saul said to Samuel, 'I've sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.'" Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." Stay attached to the source of life, Jesus Christ, and seek to please God rather than men. Pruning is discipline, but discipline is not punishment. 1 John 4 and verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love." And then compare that with Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. "For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Well, let me ask you, are you abiding? You think about that, and you have a great day.